We've had other businesses that outgrew their location in town and, you know, moved to the edge of town and stayed within our service territory to be able to get our services yet.
Hello, this is the Community Broadband Bits podcast from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, and this is Lisa Gonzalez. In this episode, Chris visits with Brett Shepner, General Manager for the Reedsburg Utilities Commission in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. The community has its own municipal fiber network serving residents, businesses, and public facilities. The Triple Play network is popular with locals because it offers fast, affordable, reliable service with no pricing gimmicks. Fortunately for nearby communities, the Reedsburg Utilities Commission was also able to expand outside the city limits. In this interview, Chris and Brett dive into some of the concerns municipalities face when considering whether or not to extend their footprint. In addition to financial challenges, there are practical and political concerns that must be weighed carefully. We have several articles on Reedsburg at muninetworks.org, and you can also learn more about the network at reedsburgutility.com. Now here are Chris and Brett from Reedsburg Municipal Utilities.
Welcome to another edition of the Community Broadband Bits podcast. I'm Chris Mitchell. Today I'm speaking with Brett Shepner, the General Manager of the Reedsburg Utility Commission in Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you on. We're talking just a few days after Wisconsin had that heartbreaking loss. As a Golden Gopher fan, I was fully with Wisconsin and deeply disappointed. So my condolences.
Well, thank you. Yep, it was tough to see it end that way, but it was a great season overall. So they could hold their heads high. So,
and it definitely seemed like a great group of kids. So I enjoyed learning about them. So anyway, I won't wish you too much luck in the future, though.
Okay.
Could you start by describing Reedsburg for us? It actually isn't too far from the university there.
Reedsburg is a rural community about an hour northwest of Madison, Wisconsin, a population of just under 10,000 people. You know, we do have quite a large industrial base in town with some very large industries and manufacturing companies.
And what does the utility service provide? I mean, we're going to be talking about the telecom stuff, but maybe you can just briefly recount all the things the utility does.
Reedsburg Utility Commission is a 121-year-old electric and water utility. We started with the telecom services back in about 2003.
Right. You were one of the early movers, actually, and you still are one of the premier communities in Wisconsin.
We're the only municipally owned telecom utility in the state of Wisconsin offering the triple play.
Right. So you had fiber to the home back before it was fashionable. And that's led to, I think, some of the benefits you were talking about with the industrial base. How has the network helped out the community?
Well, with the network, we were able to provide, gigabit services to our schools. Industries also have gig links between different buildings within town. And also we do a lot of VLANing to other offices outside of our service territory by working with other providers to do that. So, there's definitely a benefit to our customers to being able to, have that high speed connections amongst all their offices and facilities.
Now, I've been out there twice, actually, to see the network and to visit with you folks. And one of the impressions I got is that there's a fair number of jobs in Reedsburg that would not be there necessarily without the network. You have some employers, I think, that expanded more in Reedsburg than they might otherwise have. You don't have to name names or anything, but that's generally my sense. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We got some industries that have done some large additions and a lot of them have their host servers in Reedsburg for all their facilities. We've had other businesses that outgrew their location in town and, moved to the edge of town and stayed within our service territory to be able to get our services yet.
These businesses weren't the only things that were expanding. You were one of the municipalities that got government stimulus dollars when after the economy crashed, and we wanted to sort of boost jobs by investing in internet access. You got some funds to expand to some of the rural areas outside of town as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
Back in 2010, I believe they applied for that broadband initiative program, DIMLIS funding, and were awarded that grant. With that, we were able to construct outside the city of Reedsburg. We cover about 20 to 25% of all of Sauk County now, going into other neighboring communities and covering the rural area with fiber optics to the premise.
So let's talk a little bit about life now, because when you and I ran into each other at a Wisconsin Farmers Union show a few months back, you mentioned that you were talking with the county, and there's a lot of people that would be excited to see you expand, although you have the economic reality that it's really challenging to do that. So maybe you can tell us about the dynamic that's developing in the county and how you're trying to work with the county to be able to offer these services to more people.
I guess the people that can't get our services, there's a lot of them here about, you know, what we can offer and the benefits of our fiber network, and you know, are always asking, you know, are you coming our way? Can we get your service? You know, it's just so sparse that a lot of it doesn't make sense. So, you know, the county actually asked us if there's ways we could partner with them to build out more through the county, and I guess we continue to look at options for that makes sense for both the county and us, and hopefully sometime we can figure something out. It'll work with that.
Now, I'm about 260 miles west of you. What kind of a quote can you give me? Now, if I was in Sauk County and I just had the means to write you a check, are you able to expand to people that are sort of in the right condition? And maybe what sort of things go into making a decision like that?
Yeah, I guess if there's a need there that the customer's willing to help support the build and it makes sense for us that we're going to recoup our, you know, investment out there, we definitely look at those sort of scenarios. You know, some of them end up making sense and we move forward, and others it just isn't practical for the customer or for us. It's just a pure business decision.
What are some of the things that go into making that decision? I mean, in someone who's not doing this on a daily basis like you are, I sort of think, well, you probably know what the cost is, or, you know, if I was to say, I'll pay all the capital costs, what other sorts of things, you know, go into it? Is it a matter of just the difficulty of supporting a customer that's 15 miles away? Or, you know, what are some of the things that you have to think about?
You know, supporting a customer, that isn't too much of a, you know, issue for us, because with phones and stuff like that, you know, we can communicate with those customers easy enough and respond to them quickly. You know, it's just a matter of the upfront capital costs. If the customer is willing to help support getting that fiber in the ground, you know, that's the main consideration. And, you know, the electronics and all that goes behind it, that's economy of scale there. So a lot of that's already kind of taken into account on our end.
So I guess when you're dealing with this, I'm going to guess that a lot of the people that want you to expand are only willing to pay a small portion of the cost that it would take. And then you have to decide, you know, how much is it going to cost over 5 years? Are we going to pay it back in 3 years or 5 years? Is that sort of the thing that goes through your head?
Yeah, I guess we kind of ideally look for 2-year paybacks on builds, because being municipally owned, it's not like a private business where we have a it's easy to go out and get financing and be able to finance projects like this. So we look at ways that we can mainly cash flow the projects. So that's where it kind of comes into play with the customer contribution. I look at it like on the electric industry there. What's an electric service cost to get to a new rural customer? I mean, they're going to be paying in the $2,500, you know, could be as high as $5,000 range in some instances to get their electric service. So why should internet be any different if that's, you know, a need of that customer?
Well, and I would guess that on top of that, you know, as an entity that's owned by the city of Reedsburg, you know, you can't really take a lot of risks to try and connect people that aren't even in your city. I mean, you're there to basically support the city of Reedsburg, and it's great that you're expanding. But you know, it's one of those things that I have to assume that if you were to start taking a lot of risks in the county, the residents of Reedsburg might say to the city council, what's going on here? Why is this risk on us?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head on that one. It's, why should the taxpayers, like you said, stick their neck out for other townships, other communities? I mean, the city of Reedsburg took the initiative 10 plus years ago, stuck their neck out to provide service and support within the city of Reedsburg. So if we could do it, why can't the other communities if they want similar services? I mean, we could partner with them, work with them, and provide our expertise and do it at a lower cost because of the economy of scale. I guess that's the way I look at it is, you know, either the customers or the other communities need to put a little skin in the game. If they want a service like what we got, there's a cost associated with it, and they need to be willing to contribute to that.
So a final hypothetical question. The state of New York has been proposing and developing a $500 million match fund. And I'm just curious, if Wisconsin was to be able to do something like that, and Sauk County was able to basically say, hey, Reedsburg, for every $1 you spend, we'll spend a dollar. Would that make a difference, or is that still just, is there still too much risk even at that rate?
We could look at it each location or situation differently, but I mean, that would contribute a lot, take a lot of that upfront out-of-pocket expense out, especially if you look at it out-of-pocket material expenses, and then the rest is our labor and equipment expense. You know, that's how it can be looked at, and it would probably work out favorably.
So that's it seems like that would be a pretty decent program then. Is, I guess my question is for any state legislator that's trying to figure out a good way to structure a program, is that decent for you, or would you like to see a different kind of program?
I guess it would depend on the details of it.
It's better than a poke in the eye.
Right. I mean, that would definitely make some headway towards getting some stuff accomplished. It just depends, you know, like with anything, seems like there's no such thing as free money. There's always strings attached and everything like that. And that's what would really have to be evaluated, what is attached to that money.
Right. And I think one other thing is sometimes people may not appreciate that there's a difference between if you're going, you know, thinking about running a fiber 5 miles to connect one home versus if you're going into a development of 150 homes. There's every potential project would be definitely different.
Correct. Yeah, because you had some areas in the township that you might only go by a couple potential customers per mile, and others you might have 10 or plus potential customers per mile. It's just difficult to evaluate those situations till you really dig into them.
Well, is there anything else you want to tell us about Reedsburg before we end the show?
I guess the only thing I'd like to add, and you know, we've mentioned the gigabit services, and I mean, the one thing that we're very proud of is the network that we've built from scratch, and being able to be the first gigabit community in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I didn't even have a chance to mention that. And I know that in the past when I've talked with Dave McConowitz, it sounds like your customers have really valued what you have. So I want to congratulate you and say that, you know, I'm sorry I didn't bring that up earlier, but you deserve, you know, all the kudos for being such an advanced community.
Thank you very much.
So thank you for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Send us your ideas for the show. Email us at podcast@muninetworks.org. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at Community Nets. Thank you again to Person for the song Blues Walk, licensed through Creative Commons. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.